This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Senate advanced a contentious gun control measure early this morning after making some significant changes to it. The new version of the bill would still make it illegal to buy, sell, and make a wide range of guns that use detachable magazines, but it now would exempt several dozen specific firearms. The bill's sponsors say some of the changes address concerns from Governor Jared Polis. The bill now has to pass a final Senate vote before moving over to the House. Striking King Soopers employees can continue to demonstrate outside grocery stores, but under additional rules. CPR's Matt Moret.
A district judge in Denver ruled Friday that union members cannot physically stop delivery trucks or use tents to block store entrances. Earlier this week, King Soopers requested a temporary restraining order limiting picket lines to 6 people at a time. The company also wanted limits on how the union interacts with customers. But the judge denied many of those requests, saying that while some incidents have occurred, the union has made a good faith effort to hold a peaceful strike. King Soopers workers say they want the company to address staffing shortages and alleged price gouging and stop certain scheduling practices. The strike has now lasted about a week. I'm Matt Moret, CBR News.
The prosecution rested its case today in the trial of former Clear Creek County Sheriff Deputy Andrew Buen. He's accused of killing Christian Glass in 2022 after the 22-year-old called 911 for help on a dirt road in Silver Plume. CDOT says I-70 westbound is closed at the Eisenhower Tunnels. COTrip.org has more details. This is CPR News.